Blackjack, night of fear. He was falling. The dank, cold wind hammered at him, stretching his skin tight against his face, eating at his flesh, freezing his lungs, almost suffocating as he fell. An image flashed before him. He was 8 or 9 years old again, falling, 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 slamming into hard-packed earth and stone on the streets of Sicily. A stupid balcony stunt had failed. There had been pain and blood, and then blackness. His broken arm had healed in a few weeks. Another tooth, that grew in a little more slowly. But the memory never faded. The image vanished as a mental alarm went off in his head. Instantly, he yanked on the ripcord. His body snapped into an almost upright position, and he felt a savage tug against his groin. But the harness held, and the parachute billowed out, white and clean against the lead-colored sky. Slowly, he descended to the earth below. Stony hills, valleys surprisingly lush with green grass and trees. The hilltops looked like giant bones thrust from beneath the earth, deeply cut by rivers that twisted and snaked across the countryside. It all seemed so primal, pure, untouched, ancient. The dark-skinned man grinned. "Welcome to the Highlands, Aaron Day," he told himself. He chuckled deep in his throat. "Blackjack has finally come to Scotland, by plane, in parachute, in secret, like some flying phantom or dark angel." He tucked and rolled when his feet hit the ground, and then Aaron immediately came up and began collapsing and hiding the parachute. A half hour later, he was climbing a great hill that overlooked Glencairn. "I've gone back in time. 400 years, Aaron mused. "England and Scotland are skirmishing on the border, and my ancestors guard against the Moroccans on the walls of Timbuktu." Aaron scanned the surroundings. Down in the valley between him and the castle spread a wind-tossed, dense forest. The branches twisted and snarled together like a mesh of dark serpents. Half a mile to his right huddled the town of Kilmore, small and bleak. Aaron knew that to his left, a 2-mile trek, were the Craigan Cliffs, 100-foot drop to sharp fangs of rocks lashed by an angry, foaming sea. Though starkly beautiful, there seemed to be nothing friendly about the land. The few areas touched by human hands seemed to sag under a deep, dripping shroud of misery. Aaron was thankful for his fleece-lined flight jacket and thick leather gloves. He patted the retooled Walker Colt holstered inside the jacket and shifted the heavy pack on his back. His client was across the valley, waiting inside the castle, and the sooner they met, the sooner he could start his hunt for a killer. Aaron walked down the hill and into the woods. It was no more inviting close up than from a distance. His footfall seemed strangely muted as he trod on mounds of rotting leaves and moss. The wind played through the tangled foliage, creating odd sounds and whispers, a rustle here and there, 100 cracks and creaks, and, now and then, a disturbing howl, like some mournful creature trapped in a dark, lonely place. He could almost believe what he read in the message that summoned him. If ever a place felt evil, it was these woods. The twilight was fading by the time Aaron reached the castle. The drawbridge was down, and his boots resounded against the ancient weathered timber as he walked across. An odd, ranked odor seeped up from the moat, and Aaron thought he saw something moving beneath its surface. He walked into a small courtyard, all stone and wild grass, and moved to the large oak doors a few feet in front of him. He raised the iron door ring and let it drop several times. The young servant girl who opened the door went rigid when she saw his 6-foot frame, broad shoulders, piercing brown eyes. Her mouth hung open as if a scream had caught deep in her throat. "I'm Aaron Day," he said calmly, without moving a muscle. But the girl flinched as if something had touched her thin, trembling body. "The Laird is expecting me."
You're him," she croaked. You're here to...
"Yes," Aaron replied softly. "I'm here to slay a ghost." A thin smile crept across his face. "Aren't you going to invite me in?" The servant girl fainted.